of trust, and I want to express my gratitude for your show. We praise God. It's been a true blessing to me. The music, encouraging words, always help me focus on the good in my life. This is very defining. This is really good. We praise God. May God Himself be praised. Really, really do appreciate. Head over to our Facebook page. You will find a post. We'll try and wrap up some comments later. I think maybe in the second hour, after maybe 18:40 or so, we'll come back. I've seen a lot of messages coming through on the platform there. Thank you. Really do appreciate. Good to know that Emily Makasayotindin is saying, love and lifestyle. Really do appreciate. Thank you for coming through. Other comments on our Facebook page there. Okay. Really, really do appreciate. Coming up, the news at 18 hours.
New season.
Oh, he loves the fire.
Brand new presenter featuring top notch expert analysts who are ready to break down the latest news, matches, and highlights.
Then we did have the Lusaka Derby, Green Buffaloes.
We are back. We've got a lot in store for you this season. From football to basketball, cricket to rugby, we'll cover it all. Get ready for an in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and insider information you won't find anywhere else. That's right. We are not just here to talk about the big leagues. We'll also shine a spotlight on local sports, showcasing the incredible talents and inspiring stories from our very own community. Join us every Saturday from 11 hours to 13 hours on Radio Christian Voice. Backpage, where the game is not just a game, it's a way of life. Brought to you by Radio Christian Voice.
The time is 18 hours. This time check is sponsored by Ecobank. Ecobank, a better way to bank.
My son just moved to the UK. And honestly, I was so worried about how I would send money to him. Different country, different currency. It all just felt stressful. And then I discovered Ecobank International Transfers. I opened my mobile app, and in just a few steps, I sent money directly from my account to him. In foreign currency, safe, secure, and no delays. It gave me so much peace of mind knowing I can support my son anytime, no matter the distance.
Send money abroad conveniently with Ecobank International Transfers. Ecobank, a better way to bank without borders.
Christian Voice News, your global link.
Opposition EF President Winter Kabimba wonders if members of parliament consult their people before supporting bills in Palais. Public Holidays Amendment Bill withdrawn. And Museveni sworn in for new term as Ugandan president. Good evening. With the main news, I'm Christabel Kamono. Opposition Economic Front President Winter Kabimba has questioned whether members of parliament consulted their constituents before passing the over 70 bills in the National Assembly. Mr. Kabimba further wondered whether some of the laws being enacted truly reflect the views and interests of the people or merely represent personal opinions and political party positions. Speaking to RTV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Kabimba said elected representatives have a duty to engage the people they serve before supporting or passing any bill presented in the National Assembly. He expressed concern that many members of parliament spend most of their time in Lusaka instead of returning to their constituencies to consult citizens on important national matters. Mr. Kabimba also questioned whether lawmakers take enough time to read and scrutinize bills before debating and passing them in parliament. He said parliament should ensure that legislation is people-driven and reflective of the aspirations of citizens.
You can never establish that what the MP is saying is a representative of the views of the people. I can also tell you that representative democracy in this country, as I saw it in Parliament, okay, is a farce, it's a charade, it's a mockery. Because even members of Parliament that are elected in rural, from the rural constituencies, what they do immediately they are elected, they come to Lusaka, they relocate. Even if they came from a village, an average of 7 bills in a day for a parliament that sits, you know, from 14-8 hours and sits from Tuesday to Friday. You must be angels operating in heaven, not human beings of flesh and blood.
Opposition Democratic Progressive Party, DPP, President Antonio Mwanza has urged President Hagainde Hichilema not to assent to the Public Gathering Bill 2026, describing the proposed law as an insult on democracy and a bad piece of legislation. Mr. Mwanza says the law is likely to be abused by the ruling party and can lead to the arrest of opposition party members and ordinary citizens. Speaking in an interview with RTV News and the Saka today, Mr. Mwanza warned that both politicians and non-politicians could find themselves on the wrong side of the law for allegedly failing to comply with its provisions. This country is getting into an election campaign period. How will people campaign if every actively people need to give police notification? Questioned Mr. Mwanza. He said while the law may appear beneficial to those currently in power, leaders should remember that such legislation could also affect them once they leave office. Mr. Mwanza further stressed the need for lawmakers to enact legislation that strengthens and promotes Zambia's democratic principles instead of restricting freedoms. Yesterday, the National Assembly of Zambia passed the Public Gathering Bill 2026, which seeks to repeal and replace the 1955 Public Order Act.
That law is a very bad law. First of all, the description of who a gathering is wrong. To put a law that three people, when three people meet in a public place, they need to notify the police 5 days earlier, and the police have been given 3 days in which to make a decision. It's wrong that they have to know that these laws they are making have a bearing, especially when they lose power. So we as a people must be making laws that build, laws that improve our democracy and not shrink our democracy. That is a bad law, and I want to urge the president not to sign that law. The president must not assent to that law.
The Public Holidays Amendment Bill 2026, which sought to remove the observance of a public holiday on a Monday when the actual holiday falls on a Sunday, has been withdrawn from the National Assembly. Parliamentary Committee Chairperson on Local Government, Chiefs and Traditional Affairs, Twambo Mutinja, says the decision followed careful considerations of submissions made by various stakeholders during consultations on the proposed legislations. Mr. Mutinda said although the majority of stakeholders supported the bill, some expressed reservations over certain provisions. He noted that stakeholders raised concern that removing the substitute Monday holiday could negatively affect economic and social activities, particularly in sectors such as hospitality and retail, which often benefit from increased business during extended holidays. Stakeholders also cited provisions under Sections 74 and 75 of the Employment Code Act, which recognize flexible working arrangements, arguing that productivity concerns in workplaces should not necessarily be linked to the observance of substitute public holidays, said Mr. Mutinda. Mr. Mutinda further stated that some submissions suggested employers could instead adopt complementary measures to address productivity challenges without abolishing the Monday holiday arrangement. The committee also observed the need for greater legal clarity regarding the Sunday rule as provided under Section 3 of the Public Holidays Act, stating that the law must clearly define how substitute holidays should be observed. Pentecostal Assemblies of God presiding bishop Joshua Banda has encouraged his fellow clergy and church mother bodies across the country to remain consistent when speaking out on moral issues that arise in the nation. Bishop Banda says the clergy has a responsibility to ensure that matters